Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
We know what high inflation is doing to our budgets, right? But what could inflation be doing to the rules for retirement planning? Plus, could Social Security recipients be in for another big increase in benefits next year? Find out today on our show. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We thank you so much for joining us. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is right here in the Silicon Valley area. He's been helping people just like you have remarkable retirements for the past 30 years now. He is a certified financial planner. Let me get you that number. You may call him for a complimentary appointment, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. You can also check him out on his website, wealthcreatorradio.com. That's WealthCreatorRadio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. It's a good time to be talking about, what's going on with all this higher costs and what can we do about it, right?
Exactly. Okay, first I got to tell you about this. This is kind of a say what story. One of those like, really? There's new research that says humans could live up to 150 years, Eric, and scientists are exploring ways to help cells continue to replicate and regenerate even longer. They're thinking possibly we could live, up to 150 years with these anti-aging experiments that they're doing right now. They did it on elderly mice, and it increased their vision.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's actually... do some work with a company called Strategic Coach, and the leader of that's Dan Sullivan, and he's been planning for a while to live to 156. So, and he's in his mid 70s now. So, he's planning on doing it, and I think it is definitely something that can be done and should be feasible at some point. But again, that's where some of these rules of financial planning aren't really all that accurate, because. Yeah. What happens then, right? You got a lot longer to plan for to make sure that money lasts, right?
Yeah, right now, when you plan out retirements, do you go to about 100 for most people, or what's your...
Yeah, usually for most people.
About 100, So we know when to kind of go to this Bill Bingen. He's the retirement financial advisor that came up with the concept of the 4% rule. That was 30 years ago, but he's saying now that the 8.5% inflation we're experiencing right now could require a little more conservative approach for retirees, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, right now they're saying that that rule should be like Morningstar came out with a report about 3.3. Before that, actually, the last couple of years has been 2.8. And again, the problem with rules like that, I mean, it's good to have rules of thumb because it gives you kind of some sort of estimate. But, the biggest problem with that is what these rules were done is they were saying, okay, let's have everything in the market. Mm-hmm. And there's just so much risk there. And the fact that they say, oh, yeah, supposedly this would have worked in every single situation. Well, if you're just hanging out and just withdrawing your 4% or whatever, and it's 2008-09 and, the market's crashing by 50%. You're really not going to do anything. You're not going to be nervous at all. What kind of lifestyle is that? And he was even quoted that he just told the Wall Street Journal that he's not going to eat out as much, and he's going to, live a simple life and be happy with just, playing cards with people. It's like, really? Yeah, that's not what I want for my clients. I want them to have more fun than that. I mean, it's not just sit around and watch TV and just, play cards because you can't afford to go out of your house. I mean, I don't know if that 4% rule is so successful for him.
I don't think it is.
Yeah. So I mean, I think really the biggest key there would be, again, how can you use some other products? How can you use other tools to basically make sure that money is going to last your whole life? And that's really, I think, the bigger key than that. But yeah, a lot of people like these generic rules of thumb that tell you, okay, all I need is this much. Well, and then of course, what if it right now he's saying, oh no, now you need to be able to only withdraw 3%. It's like, well, hold it. If you do that, the math on that, that's a lot bigger number. And if you were just about to retire, yikes, that'd be pretty tough.
Right. Okay. So that's the question. You just said people like these rules of thumb. Right. Are there any concepts that we can use for retirement strategies, or is it just kind of hit and miss?
So really what we're doing is we're showing them that you need some foundational money. You need some money that can't go away, that in those bad times, which we all know they come every so often in the market, and you know, you need some money that's going to be there. It's not going to go away. So if you've got some guaranteed money, and even better yet, some guaranteed lifetime income, that's going to be money coming in the door every single day. So if you have some foundational money that can't go away, that's maybe paying you income for life that you can't outlive, so it doesn't matter about all these, you know, different permutations of the market and, you know, changes in things, then also you need some steady income. You need some stuff paying cash flow, because if it's all in the market, but all in growth stocks or growth things, then you're having to sell shares all the time. Well, what if the market's down that month? You sell those shares and those shares don't come back. Those are the two types of money that I think most people don't realize they need to have. And the 401ks, unfortunately, of the world force you all into the market money. And so, yeah, again, if you've got a combination of all these, then you can have a plan that's going to work. And so, you know, really what we've done is, you know, we have so many people that are worried and they're concerned about, you know, how am I going to, you know, live? How am I going to get those paychecks? I mean, it's really freaky to retire. I got clients all the time that are just, I mean, I'll show them that they're fine. And even when they retire, they're like, I don't know, you know, where's this money going to come from? Aww. Even though I show them, it's just after 30, 40 years needing to get a paycheck all the time, it is a very different experience. And so, you know, if we're there to help guide them and say, hey, look at this income plan. We've run that money out with inflation. We've run that money out with taxes, with everything in there, and you're going to be good. Or we've changed some stuff and now you'll be good. And so once you know that, oh my gosh, the amount of peace of mind you can have. And then if you had a vacation fund built into that plan, you don't have to go sit at home and just play cards or something and eat leftovers, right? You can have something a little bit better lifestyle. And then, you know, again, you want to look at the risk level of your investments. How is that allocated? Do you have some, you know, some guaranteed foundational money? Do you have some steady income funds? And then, you know, look at the tax consequences, because investments, income, and taxes are all interrelated. So, yeah, you have to plan those all out correctly. Obviously, look at healthcare issues along the way, and then legacy, who's going to get your stuff when you're gone. But, you know, those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. You know, it's something that we, you know, we're helping people with every day. And so if you wanted to set up just a 15 to 30 minute phone call, you know, what we can do is we can just talk about your situation, see what's happening. And then if you want to go to the next step, right now we haven't been charging the fee still for doing the planning. So what we're going to do is we'll go through your current plan, wherever you're headed. We'll just tell you which way you're going, good or bad or indifferent. You know, we'll just tell you, hey, here's where you're on. And then here's some things that you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do it on your own. So again, no cost, no obligation. If you want to set up a time, you can either leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Hey, Eric, let's turn to Social Security real quick, because thanks to the continued high inflation that we're seeing, the Senior Citizens League is saying the annual cost of living adjustment, or COLA, for Social Security next year could be over 8%. This would be the highest annual adjustments since 1981, when recipients saw an 11% increase in benefits.
Yeah, no, it can be a huge increase, which is nice if, you know, if Medicare doesn't go up by the same amount or more, but yeah, it might very well. So it is good to have that extra money. Obviously, Social Security can be a huge benefit and critical part of your retirement. You do have to plan for it correctly. You don't want to take it too early, but also you don't want to spend down all your assets and wait too long to get it, because, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, I'll just keep waiting. And then they spend down to their other assets. And then now they're really desperate for Social Security just to make them through. So, you know, again, this is something where it has to be a part of your overall plan. So one of the things we have here at Heckman Financial, some great reports, and we've got one that's on Social Security. And so, you know, if you wanted to get a quick download link for that, it's a very short report, really easy to understand. All you have to do is text the two letters SS to 800-454-1184. Again, text their letters SS to 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We are not done yet. We'll be back with lots more.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and the mission of Heckman Financial is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, as we do approach retirement, we are headed into some unknown territory. We've been working 30, 40 years in our careers, and all of a sudden we face retirement, and it's a whole new world. And, Eric, I kind of want to break into song, into the Aladdin song, It's a Whole New World. You know, I know you had boys, but I don't know if you ever saw the Aladdin one show where they're on the carpet and
well,
they're singing. It's a whole
they
new
all
world.
Did theater. They all
So
they would go along with it.
It's a whole new world. It's different than our parents and our grandparents. So we're going to talk about some helpful ways to protect our retirement income. But first, I want you to tell us how retirement has changed.
Well, the probably biggest one, of course, is the good old pension, right?
Yeah.
And unless you're around here, maybe a long time Lockheed or Northrop, or you work for the government, or a teacher, something like that. Those still have some pensions, public safety people. But for the most part, most of us, no more pensions, right? No more 25 years, get the gold watch and have that money for the rest of your life. And you can kick back on the rocking chair and, hang out or whatever. Now, a lot of us don't want to kick back on the rocking chair because that just sounds really boring, especially
right.
to me. I hate just sitting on the beach. That's horrible. I want to go and be in the waves or do something. So, it's definitely changed. But I think that's probably the number one thing is that income security. And now, sadly enough, anybody who logs onto their Social Security statement at, you can go to ssa.gov, get one of those statements, the Social Security Administration statements that they used to mail you, and now they've gone paperless. And, you go there and they have that little thing that says, usually around 2035 or something, it changes a lot, but, that there's going to be a point where they can only pay 80 or 79% of their payments. And that's scary, right? Because not only do you not have a pension, but now there's some sort of question mark at some point in Social Security payments. So, that's changed a lot because it's all you now. It's nobody else, right?
Right. Here's the deal. We do not know the date of our finish line, right? And so we don't know what that journey in retirement is going to be like, whether it's going to be 40, 50 years or shorter or full of, issues with health and all that. So tell us how you help your clients develop more confidence and clarity that their money is going to last no matter what happens.
Yeah. And that's always kind of a moving target, right? Because like you said, there's no finish line. There is a finish line. It's kind of, I don't know if it's a finish line or an end line. Right. So it's kind of like a game over line, I guess, maybe almost a better thing. But hopefully that game over is quite the ways down. Right. And so that journey through that game till it finally ends. Yeah. How do you make sure you've got enough? How do you make sure that that's going to keep going? And, and then also how do you fit other goals in? Like I had one client that, they've really had a dream of buying a beach house, and they've done a really fantastic job of saving and building up money. And, one thing is they didn't have kids, which saves you a ton of money.
I had
three of them. And, we said, okay, hey, let's run some numbers. And so we kept going back and forth, and they were able to see that, they could buy a beach house, and it's not going to, kill their retirement dreams and stuff. And, they may not want to retire early because it might be a little tougher. And so that's the cool thing is when you can see that and you can test it and you can model it and know it's there with taxes, inflation, everything all in there. What that tool is actually called is an income plan. And it's got to be written. It's got to be something that you can update every single year. And it's got to account for, like I said, everything, income tax, inflation, all your spending. If you retire early, how you're going to pay for health care, then make sure you remember to account for health care 65 on. All those types of issues need to be in that plan. And then, of course, you have to figure out, how do I invest, not for accumulation anymore, but how do I invest for money, right? I got to turn those dollars into paychecks now, or what we like to call playchecks, right? How do I have money to play with? And so now you need to make sure you have some foundational assets, because you can't afford to just say, oh, I'm not going to take money out this year. Well, if you're retired, you don't have a choice, right? You need to keep spending money and living. And so you can't just wait for the market to recover. So that's why you need some foundational guaranteed money. You need some of that steady income money. It's always paying you cash flow. That's not, you know, beholden to all the market whims, and then have the remainder in the market. But it can't be invested like how it was when you were working, because you can't have 100% of your money in the market. That's too scary, too crazy, and too all over the place. So, you know, that's how we help people do that. And our process is called Building the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. So we do that income plan, do that investment plan, and then more importantly, throw in the tax planning around that. I mean, we are not somebody who says, oh, go talk to somebody else about taxes. That's stupid, I think. So, you know, you got to be able to talk about income, investments, and the tax ramifications of everything in there. And then, of course, cover healthcare. How's that going to be spending, and what's that going to be like? And then legacy. Make sure all those beneficiaries are up and running right way, and make sure your people you like get the money, not the government, not the attorneys. Again, this is something that we've been doing for radio listeners. We've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee and just saying, hey, let's just go ahead and get this planning done. We'll show you what path you're on, because everybody has an income plan. Even if they don't know where they're headed, you're headed someplace. And then we'll show you, you know, that course. And then at the end of that second meeting, when we show you that income plan and that investment, healthcare, tax, legacy plan, then we'll say, here's some issues you need to fix. And then at that point, that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. But again, this is so critical for people. You know, if you want to just take some time out of your day and say, hey, let's get this done. Let's make sure I'm taken care of, because I'm the most important person to me, right? Always. Then you can take care of your loved ones and everybody else. So, so just take a moment. And if you want, you can give us a call. We can have a discussion or a Zoom meeting, either way. And so you can give us a call and book that, or you can do it online. So the phone number is 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people retire. This is what he does. He wants to hear your dreams, and he wants to help you and guide you to have a remarkable retirement. That's his goal for you. And they are an independent firm at Heckman Financial. So thanks for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, I've told you before, my husband and I are a perfect example of a couple who did it all wrong. We were one of those people who said, oh, well, when we have extra money, we'll start saving for retirement. You know, we were just spending, doing everything when the kids were younger. But now here we both are, you know, 60s and looking retirement in the eye. So if we came to you today wanting to retire, you would have to tell us, well, you know, you got a little shortfall, probably have to work the rest of your life. I don't think we're alone, but how do you help people like us?
Yeah, so I mean, it's always fun when I can say, hey, your money's going to last for the rest of your life, no problem, everything looks great, you're on track. Yeah, but that doesn't always happen. And so, yeah, a lot of times, you know, I mean, I've had some people that had really kind of, literally, I had one person who, she had been divorced and had some other setbacks and stuff, but she wanted to have $7,000 a month. So that's $84,000 a year. Mm. And she'd saved up $120,000.
Oh, dear. A little short.
So it's like, have you done any math? I mean, you don't have to be a mathematician to really know that, you know, that withdrawal rate. Okay, 2 years later, you know.
That's it.
Okay, maybe once you have Social Security, maybe you only have to take out half. So maybe you can last 4 years. I mean, it's not enough, right? And so, you know, that's when you have to figure out, okay, what else can you do? If you own a house, can you get a reverse mortgage and pay off that mortgage? And then maybe you don't need seven, maybe you only need 4,000 a month now, right? I mean, there's lots of things, a lot of creative things you can do, but lots of times the answer may be that you got to work a little bit longer. And, you know, that sucks. That's not as fun, but, you know, that might be the reality. You know, the other thing is maybe you also get a job for fun, you know, something that, a client who moved up to Bend, Oregon, and that was her big goal. Was she'd been working at HP for 30 plus years and was just so burnt out. She just wanted a job that, you know, at 5 o'clock, she's off work. She doesn't think about work until she shows up at 9 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Not something she was at home emailing crazy and doing stuff and all that. And so, yeah, so that's the big deal of trying to figure out how you're going to do that. And, you know, it's really a lot of it's about how's money going to last. So one of the things we do actually have is we have some free reports that you can get. So, you know, if you want to text or you can text the word money and we'll send you a link back or just ask you for more info to send you the brochure. But, you know, if you want to text the word money, so M-O-N-E-Y to 800-454-1184, we'll send you that report that will your money last as long as you do. And it's a great, great tool. So again, text the word money to 800-454-1184, or you can always visit our website at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't you think if you had $1 million saved, that would be enough to retire comfortably? Eric tells us otherwise.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make decisions for your own situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. Now, becoming a millionaire is kind of a benchmark for all Americans. You know, I've always thought, oh, if only I could save $1 million. But is that even enough to retire with? And Eric, were you a fan of the Austin Powers movies with Dr. Evil in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Definitely.
My husband can quote Austin Powers big time. But remember when he wanted to put the world up for ransom at $1 million?
Right. Yep.
And the world leaders just laughed at him because $1 million wasn't what it had been before he'd been frozen in time. To me, $1 million is a lot. I think I'd be good with that. But is that enough to retire on? And how do you help your clients determine how much is enough for their situation?
Yeah, well, I'm always scared for people who have a set dollar amount, right? Because of that exact reason. You know, I remember... for some reason, I was, you were mentioning, you know, Austin Powers and Mike Myers, but
yeah,
when I was a kid, it was more Michael J. Fox and seeing him and his business minded character that he had.
Alex or something. Yeah.
Alex Keaton. Yeah. Yeah, and, yeah. And so, you know, looking at that and, you know, I just remember back then, I was in high school, I think, when that was on. And, you know, if you made $100,000, I mean, gosh, $100,000, you'd be so wealthy at that time.
I know.
and you know, now at Stanford, if I think it's up to $125,000. If your family makes less than that and you get into Stanford, you don't have pay tuition.
Oh, wow.
You know, so, I mean, that's how far that number is flipped. And, I mean, the other one is Bare Naked Ladies has a song about, if I had $1 million. Well, then Bruno Mars comes out with, I want to be a billionaire, right? So, that just tells you the inflation just in songwriting, goals, right? So that's how much things change. So the hard part is, yeah, you may get to that goal of that number that you had, but what if that goal really sucks and once you get there, right? So that can be scary if that's the number, because what if you shot really low and you get there and then you find you don't have enough money to survive or to have the standard of living that you wanted, right? So a lot of times people use a 4% rule, but math is so much easier at 5%. Yeah, if you guys aren't really good at math, the easiest thing is usually you can do 10%, which move the decimal point over, right? and then cut it in half, and that's 5%. So, you know, $1 million, move the decimal point over, it's 100 grand, cut it in half, 50,000. Mm-hmm. So $1 million, if you weren't trying to spend the principal and you could earn average 5%, you know, you could be getting about 50 grand a year. So, you know, that's $4,000, you know, a month, right? It's not too bad. But of course, then you have to see how much are you spending, right? And how much are you getting Social Security? Are you trying to retire early? So that may or may not work depending on your spending level. I mean, I've met some people that have paid off their house, that love to garden, and they don't do much outside. They're just very, you know, whatever you want to call it, homebodies, and they love that kind of lifestyle. And they can live on, you know, $3,000-$4,000 a month. So $1 million for them is probably fine. But there's other people who want to do a ton of travel. You know, they want to do fun stuff. They want to go see the world. They want to have dinner in nice restaurants and stuff. And they're wondering how they can only get by on $10,000 a month. Right. So if you're somebody like that, the million's not going to be enough. So, yeah, I think it's better if you have an income plan and you're looking at that income plan and saying, OK, if I need to spend this much money a month, because that's what I'm living on now, or that's what this lifestyle I want, how much do I need to have saved up for that? Because also, there's some tools that can guarantee your money for the rest of your life. Well, those tools sometimes can pay out 6 or 7% because they're paying out your principal and interest, but they're guaranteed, they can't run out. Well, if you're using some of these tools, then your money can last maybe way, way, way longer. And so, you know, by good planning and using everything that's out there financially, that's really the better key. Again, that's why we set up that blueprint to worry less wealth. And what we do is we have a first talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what your concerns. And then we set up a second meeting where we actually show you the path you're on today. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, there's no cost. We're waiving that $1,500 planning fee to radio listeners. So 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, thank you for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So, Eric, what would you say are some lessons we could learn from retirements in the past? Maybe some common mistakes we should try to avoid?
Well, the number one biggest issue is the fancy term is sequence of returns. But I basically call it luck. And luck is a very hard tool to master. Right, because there's no rhyme or reason to it. So, you know, one of the things we use lots of times in if we're doing talks or educational webinars, and you know, you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and see what things we have upcoming. But one of the things we often will talk about is having one portfolio where somebody took the money out in the 90s, and then that same person took a different person took that same money out of that same portfolio in the 2000s, and the difference. This is of a $500,000 portfolio. The difference after 10 years is over $1 million difference in value on
good
500.
Grief. Oh.
So in other words, one was almost out of money and one had made money. And this is with the same investment. You go, hold it. The same investment, one person had tons of money and one person had almost no money. How can that be? Because, you know, oh, it's supposed to be who's the best advisor or who's got the best tools or who's got the best trading stuff, right? You see all that junk on TV or, mm-hmm. you know, here I'm going to log on to Robinhood and make all this money, or I'm going to do all this day trading and make all this. It's not the investment tools. It was literally the luck of the draw of what were the returns when that person was withdrawing money, because the rules change monstrously when you're withdrawing versus accumulating. Because when you're accumulating the money, ups and downs don't matter because you didn't take anything out. When you're taking it out, it makes a monster, monster difference. So I think the biggest mistake that people don't realize and don't know enough about is the fact that you're going to most likely be retired for 3 decades. And statistically speaking, if you look at the law of the past decades, we've had some good ones and some bad ones, but typically about every decade out of 3 decades is bad. So the luck factor is, do you get that bad decade the first, the second, or the third decade? Obviously, it's really best to have it in the third decade. But if you have it in that first one, you can't all of a sudden unretire and go back to work when you're in your 70s, right? You know, you have to have a plan and you have to have some other assets, some stuff that's guaranteed, some stuff that pays some steady income. If you have it all market money, you are pretty much guaranteed not to have a great, successful retirement because you're going to have that bad decade at some point. And what's that going to do? So I think it's probably the number one common mistake that people don't learn from is, or don't know enough about, is the fact that they need to have some other planning for when they withdraw versus accumulate.
So then here's the deal. How do you help people build a retirement plan that's designed to stand the test of time, no matter what challenges they face?
Well, it's all about having options, right? I mean, you know, I was a scout and all my boys were in scouts and I'm still scout leader. I'll someday get out of it.
I don't know. Then you'll have grandkids.
Yeah, after 15, 20 years, maybe, you know, but, and one of the big things there, of course, is be prepared, right? And, you know, so you want to have options. And to me, the biggest, scariest thing is anybody who has 100% of their money all in the market, so stocks and bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, if they have 100% of their money in the market, when things go bad, they have zero options. There is no, it's really what you're doing is you're saying, okay, which one was the best because it lost the least? And I'm going to sell that, which makes no sense. Because that's kind of like getting rid of your star player because your team's been losing. You know, but you don't want to get rid of the worst thing because it's the one that lost the worst. But that's usually where you should go. You know, so really what you want to do is have some options, have some alternatives. And, you know, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial and stuff. So one of the things we've done is we actually set up some free reports that people can download. And, you know, just getting that education is so, so critical too. So, you know, if you want to talk more about having your money last, you know, one of the things that we can do is, of course, we can send you a report called money. And, you know, how long will your money last? As long as you do, of course. And so all you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money to 454-1184 or go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. He is a certified financial planner, and it's his mission to help get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. That's his goal for you. He wants to help you have a remarkable retirement. I want to do a round of retirement trivia, okay? First question to you is, Medicare started under which U.S. president? A, Harry S. Truman, B, Lyndon B. Johnson, C, John F. Kennedy, or D, Abraham Lincoln?
Definitely not Lincoln, so that would be Johnson.
Oh, very good. Yes. Okay, so Teddy Roosevelt actually included a health insurance platform when he was running for president back in 1912. Then the idea picked up steam under the Truman administration in the 40s. John F. Kennedy made a push for a national health care program for seniors, but it wasn't until Lyndon B. Johnson when it was finally signed into law. 1965, coverage began for all recipients in 1966. So anyway, that's that little background on that, but good job. You got a point. Good job. Okay,
right.
Here we go. Some Medicare trivia for Eric today. How many Americans are covered by Medicare, Eric? A, 45 million, B, 59 million, C, 61 million, or D, 63 million?
Go 61.
Oh, man. Actually, you're very close. 63.1 million Americans had Medicare coverage as of 2021. So one out of two. All right, here we go. Number three, are Medicare supplements and Medigap different? A, yes, B, no.
No.
Yeah, I knew you'd know that. All right, explain that to us, please.
Yes, Medigap is kind of just a a fun name for it, but it, you know, it's really just a supplement policy. So it means it fills in all the holes that doesn't get covered by Medicare. I mean, Medicare gets super specific, like how many pints of blood you get for a transfusion or something like that. And so Medicare supplements go in and fill all those little holes. So it's something that you really have to have in retirement. So don't just think about Medicare premiums. You got to think about a supplement on top of that.
So let's talk about what you can offer our listeners today regarding Medicare, Eric.
Well, yeah, so for us here at Heckman Financial, what we do is, you know, it's something we've been wanting to do for the last couple of years, so we've kind of gotten more and more involved in it, is really just kind of helping our clients, since we do pretty much work with mostly people doing that shift into retirement. And there's a lot of confusion. You can really mess up yourself if you don't do things right. You know, so I mean, one of the things, if you hit 65, sign up for Part A. It's free. You know, you want to get it. If you got other coverage, then that's fine. You can just sign up for Part A and then you waive Part B. But once you need that insurance, you definitely need to sign up right away and get on that. And then you have to figure out what plans works for you. And it's something that every year you have to change stuff a lot of times, not necessarily change it, but you want to verify that it still works.
Mm-hmm.
So like, especially probably the drug plans are the ones that are the biggest changes, because as things alter or your health changes, you know, you may have new prescriptions and that drug plan may not be as good as other ones. So the nice thing is we work with this firm that searches out all the different things that somebody has. We just have them fill out like a 2-page questionnaire. It comes back with all that data and researches out all those different companies. And, you know, yeah, there's one online that the government can help you with, but, you know, they don't necessarily always see all the plans out there perfectly. So, you know, this is another way to have somebody else in there helping you. There's no cost to using us, which is the cool part. It's no difference in you going direct or going through us. So, you know, why wouldn't you have somebody help you? It seems silly not to, right? So, you know, one of the things that people can get is if they just text the word Medicare, we can actually send you a whole report on Medicare. So, again, you just text the word Medicare to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word Medicare, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can download it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Today, I am putting Eric to the test. We're doing some specifically Medicare trivia. And right now, Eric, your score is 2 out of 3. Okay. We've had 3 questions. This is question number 4 now. Which part of Medicare covers prescriptions, Eric? A, Part A, B, Part B, C, Part C, and D, Part D.
Well, Part D for drugs. Oh, it makes it easy.
It does make it easy.
Yep.
Correctamundo. Okay, so explain all the alphabets of Medicare,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, so Part A is just the hospital one. That's what everybody gets. I mean, originally it was called the hospital one. Part B is the one that you pay for. It's up around $150 you know, a month. And that one's supposedly for doctors. Now, all the stuff's kind of morphed into each other a little bit. The supplement you get is to overcome the gaps in Part B and A, basically. Part D is for the drug plan, but Part C is a little weird. You never really sign up for Part C. Part C is if you want like an HMO version of Medicare, where you don't, you know, like you go to a Kaiser or you go to some other institution and they do everything. And you have to go to that main doctor and then they can refer you to another doctor. Part C is not something you technically ever sign up for. It's just that if you go that route, that's the type of plan you get.
Really good to go to somebody like Eric and his team at Heckman Financial, because there's so many details that I think a lot of us don't understand. But I like the Part D for prescription drugs. Yeah, makes it very simple. D for D, drugs. In what year is the Hospital Insurance Trust Fund for Medicare expected to run out of money? A, 2026, B, 2033, C, 2042, and D, 2055. What would you say?
That would be A, 2026. Kind of scary, huh?
Okay, 2026, we're talking just years away.
You know, people are talking about Social Security having problems in 2034 or 2035. This is a lot closer. And so, yeah, this is something that we've all known about. The government's known about it. And what are they taking action on? Yeah, not much. So they're getting to the point where it's going to be an emergency type of issue. And, you know, the only thing, you know, like back in the 90s, they did make Medicare tax unlimited. So, you know, some of these billionaires or other people, if they do pay a bunch of tax all of a sudden, then they will get hit with the Medicare tax on the whole amount. That can help out some. But yeah, for how many baby boomers and other people that are all flipping onto Medicare, gotta be doing something about it. And they haven't really come up with a solution yet.
Oh, my goodness. Nothing like waiting until the last minute. 4 years. That's pretty close. All right. Well, you've done really well. You've gotten 4 out of 5 of the Medicare trivia questions correct. Now is the time to actually let you get even ahead, because I have a bonus round for you, okay? Bonus question. Who were the first two Medicare beneficiaries, Eric? A, Lyndon and Lady Bird Johnson. B, Harry and Bess Truman. C, Walt and Lillian Disney. And D, Bernie and Jane Sanders.
Well, I don't think Bernie was quite that old then. So I'll go with Harry and Bess Truman.
Yes, very good deduction. Okay, so they were the very first two Medicare beneficiaries. And let me, you know, if I go back to when I just told you about Truman, he had called for the creation of a national health insurance back in 1945 during his term of president. But it wasn't until 20 years later, you know, when Medicare became a reality, and they were the very first two recipients. So I think that's pretty cool. He wanted it, and then he and Bess Truman were the first recipients. So I guess just final question. Tell us how Medicare and healthcare planning fit into your overall process as you create retirement income strategies for people.
Well, it's a critical part, because almost every study shows that you're going to spend anywhere from $250,000 to $300,000 in just hospital copays, you know, Medicare premiums and all this stuff. I'm not even talking long-term care, just normal healthcare stuff from 65 on till you pass away. So it's a huge amount of money that you're going to be paying out. So yeah, you have to have a plan for it. Obviously, if you're trying to retire pre-65, it's really tough because you can't get Medicare yet. So how do you pay for that until you get a switch over? And then, you know, how do you make sure you have a good plan and make sure it's in your best interest, and how it, you know, what kind of ailments you have? So just text us the word Medicare to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word Medicare, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or directly online, you can download it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is here to give you some really good ideas about retirement planning. And right now, Eric has a wealth success story for us. Always a fun example to listen to what someone else has done and see how things can work out best for retirees. So, Eric, tell us what you have today.
Yeah, well, this is a couple. We'll just call them Dan and Carol. And, you know, they didn't work at any, you know, fancy job that had, you know, super high income or anything like that. But, you know, they were always pretty thrifty savers. They were always, you know, maxing out their retirement plans and, you know, putting that money away. And so they just kept plugging away, doing that. A couple times they looked at, oh, should we, you know, get the fancier house and move to the fancier neighborhood? And, you know, they could have done that, but they decided not to. And now what that's happened is, you know, they've actually been able to pay off their mortgage. So,
awesome.
So, yeah. So now they're living free and clear. There's a huge backup asset, as I like to call it, right? Because, you know, your house doesn't give you any money per se because you're living in it, right? But if they need that cash, if they need to get some money, they can always downsize or, you know, take a reverse mortgage or something. So there's that big pot of money. But, you know, you don't have to have like the the big stock options. You don't have to do any of this stuff. But if you just do the basics, I mean, so much about life is just doing the simple, easy, basic stuff. They didn't go out and get the fanciest car every year. They, didn't take super high end vacations, but they ended up actually having a cabin up in the Sierras and stuff. And again, there's ways to have stuff without having to spend a ton. And, and if you live within your means and you're not doing the, keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing, it's amazing that, that things can easily work out, and they're showing the fruits of their labor, I guess, right? Or whatever you want to call it, that they're starting to enjoy it. And she'll probably stop working pretty soon. She's a little bit younger, but she likes her job. So she's like, well, might as well keep going. But, but again, that's the nice thing. So, a lot of times, especially in Silicon Valley, you hear about all the people who hit it big with some stock or, get lucky and get hired by the right company at the right time. But yeah, it doesn't have to be that. Yeah, you just have to start putting that money away, right? Have that emergency fund first, then start hitting that retirement plan and keep building it up. And, it's weird. It all works out.
Isn't that funny?
but you just got to take the time. It's just like so many things in life. So, again, if you want us to give you a little help and figure out, hey, where am I in that process? Am I getting close to my goals? Am I on track? What's my risk level now that things are changing in the markets and the economy, all that stuff. Well, that's easy to do, because all we do is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's where we have you worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life, because you got a plan. So if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is text the word visit 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.